Make them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You, a regular spot on KGNU, letting you know how you can have your voice heard on issues up before Congress. Donald Trump once tweeted that, quote, "The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive," which he later said was a joke, but he has repeatedly called global warming a hoax and otherwise accepted its reality. Now that he has withdrawn from the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, signed by 195 of 197 countries, let's check his reasoning against the facts. First, in his Rose Garden speech last week, he never either accepted or rejected the science of climate change. Trump said the U.S. would be exposed to, quote, "massive legal liability if we stay in the Paris Agreement," but there is no liability provision in the Paris Agreement. Trump said China and India are, quote, "the world's leading polluters," referring to carbon emissions. Wrong. China and the U.S. are the top emitters, and the U.S. emits more CO2 per capita than China and India combined. Trump falsely claimed that, quote, "nobody even knows where the money in the Green Climate Fund is going to," when the fund's website outlines all of the projects they fund. Trump said the agreement would cost, quote, "close to $3 trillion in lost GDP." Now that's one estimate from one report by a business-funded group. Other analyses say the impact of meeting emissions targets would be modest. Trump took credit for job gains, as always, saying we've added over 1 million private sector jobs since his election, but only 493,000 of those were added since he took office. Most of the climate change activity is now taking place in the state and local levels, but nationally, several Democratic senators have submitted bills relating to climate change. Senate Resolution 155 is a sense of the Senate statement that the U.S. should continue to work with the international community to address climate change. The Senate Climate Change Adapt America Fund, number 922, and the Senate's Stop Arctic Ocean Drilling Act, number 991, are all but destined to die in Republican-led committees. The one bipartisan House bill, the Climate Solutions Commission Act, number 2326, co-sponsored by Democrat Delaney and Republican Faso, has at least a chance of passage. Its purpose is to find ways to accelerate reductions in climate pollution while growing the economy and protecting jobs. If you're concerned about the Trump dump of the Paris Agreement and the tepid activity of Congress on this matter, first you can call the White House comment line at 202-456-1111 and contact your representative and senators. This is Chris Moore for Make Them Hear You.